The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
Fifth quarter for the Sandman Mattress Factory. Time to go inside the Geelong rooms where I believe Jason Doherty waiting patiently for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. He's with the skipper, Joel Selwood.
Yeah, thanks, King. Yes, Joel Selwood has graciously joined us this afternoon. Disappointment, as you'd expect, down the rooms here with the Geelong boys. Joel, it was a pretty hard-fought game.
Yeah, we're biting our tongues down here, Jason. We've let that one slip. And not that we deserved it, to be honest. They beat us at our own game for much of the night. But yeah, it's one Easter Monday. You've got to be up for these ones.
It's a great rivalry, and you unfortunately didn't start that well tonight. You see, you're chasing a little bit. You got yourselves out there and back in the game, and obviously leading. So it was disappointing at the end to finish the way that it did.
Yeah, we were shit house early, and then late we were shit house again. So there's the in-between stuff. I know we probably got a lot of it on our terms, inside 50s and that. We've probably got to use the ball a bit better, but I don't even really know what to say, boys, at the moment.
Nah, Joel.
We're biting our tongues.
Joel, Kingy, Benny and Neildy up in the box.
Yeah.
The slow start, could you put that down to anything? Does a 10-day break contribute to that, or what do you put it down to?
Nah, just they wanted the ball a bit more than us. I think we saw straight away Newcomb win a hard ball that was a 50-50. They win the next 50-50, kick a goal. From there, they go back into the middle. They get the next one. We give away a free kick in the forward 50. Just little stuff. Just you're off a little bit in this game, and you can get scored against pretty quickly.
Joel, as a leader, it's Benny Cass. Do you sense that your team is off a little bit, you know, from early on? You know, and do you try and do anything, or you know, how do you sort of sense that as the game's flowing?
Yeah, I didn't like how we started. As simple as that is, I mean, we speak about two passages of play right there, but it's about 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes. You get enough time and stop play to get your act together and to work out what's next. It just shows that we've just got to learn to do that a bit quicker and definitely learn from this.
The Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, speaking with Cat skipper Joel Selwood. Here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Joel, I presume you mean when you say they beat you at your own game. They were really good around the contest and they probably a bit more efficient with the footy. Look, we respect the fact you don't know what to say, and nor should you, but we saw Hawthorn turn it around in 7 days. Like last week, they were embarrassed, really, and their coach came out and said that. Now, how do the leaders, you're the leader of the footy club, how do you go about that this week with a view to North Melbourne straight away?
Yeah, I mean, we've been in this position before where we've played footy, where we've been really disappointed with how we've gone about things. So, look, we'll get back to work. We've got Kangaroos down in Hobart on Sunday. There'll be a bit of fine-tuning, just what we probably did around the ball. As you said before, Neil, it was the toughness around the ball that they had was just better than what ours was on the night. They held tackles a bit. The game sounds pretty simple when we put it in those terms, doesn't it?
But, it
made their inside 50s look a lot better than what ours did.
Yeah, they did. Just a couple of positives for me, even in a loss. Look, I don't know whether you could tell out there, but it looked from our eye that Stengel, he was quite consistent, kicked three goals, looked good. And De Koning, he goes for the footy.
Yeah, he goes for it. And we're excited about the both of them. Max Holmes, another one that's been playing some good footy for us. They're coming through, the kids. It's we put the experience around them to obviously help them come through, and we'll just see them. They'll go up and down a little bit, but to be honest, we just need them hitting the twos in cricket terms and just keep coming back and doing that.
You hate missing games of footy. How tough was it to sit out the Lions game and wait 19 days between games, Skip?
Nah, I got my head around it pretty early, so I was pretty crook going into the Collingwood game. And I got through that one, and then I got the call on Monday that I was going to be sitting it out. As you said, I didn't like the idea of doing it, but understood where we were going. And to be honest, we had a discussion early in the pre-season that it would look like this, and I agreed that it would be best for not only me but a couple of others too at different times to do that. So it was just my turn.
We get another one in the second half of the year, have the bye, and then maybe one sort of, you know, 19-20, somewhere around that. Is that sort of
I'll keep you guessing, Kingy. I won't tell you exactly, but it will. And it will depend. Like, I was a little bit crook, so it just made sense to do it then. And then it was, yeah, to be honest, if you're feeling a bit sore, we've got enough numbers on our list that we're going to use a whole list.
If I don't ask them, I'm not doing my job, you know that.
Come on, Kingy. You probably knew the answer.
Maybe. Hey, Skip, disappointment. Really appreciate you putting yourself forward to have a chat with us on K-Rock
Footy. Always like coming on, boys. Yeah. Enjoy it. Good work.
Thanks, Joel.
Good luck Sunday.
Good on you, Joel.
Thanks, guys.
Joel Selwood joining us there, and appreciate the Cats putting the skipper forward for us for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, Port Arlington Road in Moorlap. Do you know what? That was fantastic.
What?
Just the skipper.
Oh, the skipper, yeah.
He was controlled.
He dropped the house a couple of times.
But he was controlled, but he got the message across, and I think Cat fans will be very grateful to hear their captain riled up about that performance.
The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.